not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, the 13th of June edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You know what? I've got a piecemeal show today. I've got an announcement to make, and I'm going to have Randy Weaver up here in about 20 minutes. You know, for the last, almost a week, we've been in this debacle with Ed and Elaine Brown. And for those of you who are listening to the show prior to mine, Ed and Elaine were on, so evidently they do have communication. I have been in contact with Elaine, and there is some news that I want to give everybody here. I've been working on what could possibly be a solution to their difficulties here for the last couple of days. And, you know, as I mentioned on my show yesterday, folks, even less than 2 years ago, I was what I was considered to be nothing more than a mainstream couch potato, and really didn't know what was going on. Had a gut feeling something was wrong, but never really followed up on it until I got to the point where I was so sick of watching, you know, the highlight of the evening news being Bertha's dog being caught in a sewer and knowing that there was something wrong, that I took a little bit of initiative to start doing my own research and investigation. And what compounds with that, folks, and as I mentioned to you yesterday, is a desire. Then it becomes a passion. And then there's truths that you find. And love emerges. And an elevated spirit emerges. Curiosity, interest, desire, commitment happens. All of these words, all of these adjectives come into play. Now, I want to remind everybody before I get into this show that Freedom to Fascism, if you have not already got this video, and this is very big right now, folks, because the announcement that I've got to make regarding Ed and Elaine Brown, Freedom to Fascism and the movie, and I thank Aaron Russo, is going to play into this heavily. If you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, it's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Get it, watch it, invite your friends over for a party. Now, I want everybody to do me a favor, folks. Remember the initiative I was talking about. I want you to get on the phone, call your friend, call your neighbor, call your aunt, call your uncle, call your brother, call your cousin, call whoever it is, and I want you to tune in here. I have an announcement to make regarding this debacle with Ed and Elaine Brown. Again, I've been working on this now, well, not 24/7, but I'm telling you, every waking hour I've been trying to come up with some kind of a solution or possible to solution to this problem, and I think I may have it. Now, call everybody that you know. Get them on. This is, again, Ed and Elaine Brown. This is about all of us, folks. This is just not about an isolated couple sitting up there in Plainfield, New Hampshire. This is about the American people. This is about truth. This is about justice. And this is about exposing this fraud. Okay, so I'm going to go to a break. When I get back, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis here of what's going on up there. Then I'm going to bring Randy Weaver up, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about a plan, okay? So stick with me. When I get back, I'm going to cover some of this. I've got a little bit of good news. It's all quiet on the Western Front right now because, again, and I have to give accolades to everybody out there. We gave out the telephone number of the governor, the sheriff, and the county commissioner of New Hampshire, and guess what? Their telephones have been lighting up like Christmas trees, and everything's quiet, and at least for the time being, they've backed down. So I'll be back in 3 minutes to tell you a little bit more about us. Stick with me. Get on the phone and call your neighbor. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Got a good show today for you and got some really, really interesting updates. So I'll be back in 3.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, and come a little bit closer and hear what not only I have to say, but we've got Charles in Louisiana, a great patriot. I've talked to him a couple times. I've heard him on other shows, and I tell you what, I give this guy accolades for his energy and his effort and his initiative. Charles, you're with me. Go ahead, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking me. It's really touching the way you introduced me. But, sir, we're trying to, a friend of mine got in touch with Randy Reaver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we do, me and my wife and all, we're going to send some money. Everything we made today, we're sending them.
All right. Well, now, wait just a minute, Charles. Now, I want to. I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to make an announcement out here to all the patriots. I'm going to bring Randy up here in about 10 minutes. Now, I have, for the last 2 days, I've been watching both sides of this issue, Charles, and I have come up with a plan.
Thank God.
Again, this is a possible solution, and I'm hoping that with my expertise that I can pull this off. And I'm only going to be able to do it with all the prayers for the patriots and the help from God, because, folks, I'm not doing this. I'm just going to let God use me as a vessel to talk to the powers that be and see if we can back this thing down. So I need all your help and all your prayers, folks. Now, Charles, as far as the money's concerned, and I want to make this announcement to all the patriots, I don't want anybody thinking that we're always out here looking for money. That's not the issue. But when we get into a situation like this, where we need to get on an airplane or we need to get in a car and drive somewhere because it's important to everybody, we've got a lot on our plate here, Charles, and I know you're a busy guy as well. Okay.
Well, listen, I got respect for you, so I really do, and my prayers are with you. But listen, these people are standing up for every one of us. And if we let these people be pushed around, me and you's going to be next. Do you understand?
Oh, absolutely, Charles.
And let me tell you something. It's time. I talked to Jack, and it's time to make sure that we don't let these. It's our job to make sure nothing happens to them. If we defeat this, we'll defeat something else. But we need a victory. These are God-fearing people. They are people. These are patriots. And we cannot do it on a radio show talking about something else.
Well, Charles, let me interject here. Okay, I talked to Jack McLam this morning. I have outlined my plan to Jack McLam. I've outlined it to John Statmiller. I've outlined it to Randy Weaver, okay? And everybody is in agreement that nobody has come up with anything better. And I'm not taking any credit for this whatsoever. I believe that God hit me with this plan, okay, and has just tweaked it for me. So I'm asking everybody to pray, because what's going to happen here is that Randy Weaver and I are going to get in a car, actually get in a truck, and we're driving to New Hampshire. Now,
God bless you, sir. You are one of the men who walk with the men. You are among the men. Please, that's the only victory I heard over the last 5 days, sir. And I commend you, because I know, sir, we need more like you.
Well, do me a favor. If you talk to Randy, see if you could talk him into getting on a plane, because I'm not looking forward to the drive.
It's the money. It's the money. I think what it is, it's the money.
Well, no,
my wife can send money. TJ sending money.
All right.
But, well, listen, any way they get up there. But, look, I want to thank you. You showed a strike. Real courage today, sir, and you should be commended for that.
Charles, I want to make it clear to all the listeners out there, it's not me, okay? I was hit with this by God, and all I'm doing is I'm allowing God to use what knowledge and what wisdom and what integrity that I have to see if I can cut through this and let everybody walk away happy.
Now, God will be with you, I promise you that. Everybody needs to pray today, now.
Right. Thank you,
now,
sir. And I'm asking for all the prayers of everybody.
Yes, praise God.
I'm putting the word out, because I'm embarking on I'm walking right into the lion's mouth, and so is Randy Weaver.
And what our prayer, sir, and we will pray constantly, I promise you. I know Ken up there, and I pray with him a lot, and I will pray for you from this moment until it's over.
And, thank you. Another enlightening thing I've got is we've been on the phone with the press. Now, I took the liberty of mentioning the name Randy Weaver, okay, and of course, you know, there's nobody around this country that doesn't know his name, and as soon as you say that, the press peaks or perks right up. So there's going to be mainstream press up there, folks, okay? Now, on the subject of this freedom to fascism, Charles, I've been passing these things out free of charge. My friend Bobby's been giving them out to anybody that sends him an email. And the reason that it's so important right now to get your friends and neighbors to come over and watch it, because I'm taking about 50 copies of that stuff, and I'm giving them to the police, to the marshals, and to the press. Okay?
I give them out too, sir. I give them out too.
I know you do, and you do a great job, Charles, and I thank you so much for it. Okay?
Yeah.
But with all of us praying, with all of us, I know I've got your support. I can feel all you out there in spirit, okay? I think we can diffuse this, and everybody can walk away.
Let me tell you why I know the Lord's on your side. I got with Miss Judy this morning. You know Miss Judy. Mm-hmm. And I asked God to send up an army. And you are representing that, sir. And I thank you for being one of the few.
Charles, now don't break down. You'll have me breaking down on the air, but I'm going to tell you this, okay?
Yes.
I'm not doing this, folks, because I want to get in a truck and drive to New Hampshire. I'm doing this because I have to do it. I'm doing this because somebody needs to step up to the plate here, and somebody needs to have ration, common sense, integrity, and needs to sit in or go into the horse's mouth, look him straight in the face, and explain to him what they know or what we know about both sides of this coin, okay? And I think I'm praying to God that we're going to come away with a solution on this matter, all right? Charles?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your prayers, buddy.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Thank you again. I mean, I prayed this morning, and God sent you just in a couple of hours. I know God's with you, sir. Mr. Mike, I know this. And you're going to be, and just let me say right now, in Jesus' name, you're going to be victorious. And they're going to fear your words because you speak the truth. And you all are men of God. And I ask everybody, please, if you can't fight, at least pray. If you can't send a dollar, at least pray for this man. He's doing what we're all supposed to do. He's doing our job for us. And I thank you, sir.
Charles, I'll tell you this. All I'm going to do is walk into the lion's den and open my mouth, and the truth's going to come out, and I don't even think I'm going to be controlling it, okay?
Yes, sir. You will be. You will be victorious. I know this. In Jesus' name, I know you will be.
Well, like I said, everybody just pray, okay?
Thank now, you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Charles. I appreciate the call.
I appreciate
your energy. I appreciate everything that you've done for the movement, and your reputation, sir, precedes you, okay?
I've known
you long before I came on the air, okay? I know you in spirit, and you're a great brother, okay?
God bless you.
You bet. All right. That I'm telling you right now, you know what's interesting about this movement, folks, is the people that are here, the people that are with it, the people that are awake, the people that know it. There's a bond here. And, you know, I went to a demonstration a week ago. What was it? A week ago last night. Okay. Alex Jones bullhorned Governor Rick Perry. They was having a children's fundraiser down there. And you can go into Prison Planet and you could see me up there next to Alex with a bullhorn. You know, everybody down there, they're all patriots, folks. We're all brothers in this movement because we all know the truth. And there's a bond there. There's a bond that happens. You're immediately best friends with these people, and you can't even help it because along with the bond, there's a spirit. There's a spirit of truth, okay? And the spirit of truth is sitting in Plainfield, New Hampshire right now with a couple that are isolated. And, yes, they're getting some people coming up and visiting once in a while, but the powers that be are trying to curtail any amenities they have, like electricity and so forth. And I want to take a moment here, and I want to talk to the feds, because I know the feds are listening, and I know you guys are up there, and I know you guys are watching the place. Now, you still may be in the bushes. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I read a blog yesterday that was put out by I believe it was Reno. Yes. And one of the sentences in that blog said, and I quote, as soon as I can find it, "There is dissent in the ranks of the highway patrol in this area. That has been confirmed. Maybe there is some hope." Well, I said that yesterday, and I'll say it again today. Okay, Jack McLam up there in Idaho, he's doing his job. They're waking up the police and military. There are guys in there that evidently know what's going on, and they've got some real apprehension about going in there. And you know what? I would, too, and I'll tell you why. Okay, because if I were going in there, I wouldn't want to get thrown under the bus. Anybody that knows what's going on up there knows that there might be somebody shooting back. And guess what? We don't want that to happen. So let me talk to the feds here for a minute, to the highway patrol, to the marshals, and so forth. I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to put Randy Weaver, okay, Ruby Ridge. Now, this gentleman was up in a standoff. Jack McLam and Bo Greitz come up and negotiated a solution to this, okay? But in the meantime, he lost two of his loved ones. This does not need to happen, okay? And I believe correct me if I'm wrong, I think there was a federal marshal or there was a police officer or something that was lost in there in the meantime. This does not have to happen, okay? Especially over income tax or the lack thereof, okay? All these people are not a John Wayne Gacy, okay? These people are not a Ted Bundy. These people are God-fearing, God-loving people that are doing nothing more than sitting in their home, and all they did was ask a question of which this government, this IRS, would not answer, and guess what? They even offered to pay the bill. I don't call that criminal, folks. I call that patriotism. I call that asking the question and deserving and demanding an answer, which they did not get, okay? And they're standing their ground, and we need to stand our ground with them. But like any info war that we're in, okay, we've got to maintain a cool head here. We've got to maintain, I mean, we've got to know who we're dealing with. We've got to maintain a cool head. We've got to have intelligence. We've got to have wit. We've got to have wisdom. We've got to have knowledge of the issues, okay? And we've got to deal with these people on a rational basis, okay? And in doing that, I think we can come to a solution, because guess what? These people want a solution to it as well as we do, folks. They're in a catch-22 situation. They don't want another Waco, okay? But they can't just turn around and walk away. Because if they do that, then they say, well, you know, then everybody's going to think that they don't have to pay income tax. No, not necessarily. I have a plan. I think it will work. And I'm telling all the feds out there, you hold off, okay? Do not let any of your officers walk in there and possibly get killed. Do not let those two innocent, God-fearing people get killed, okay? Just wait until Randy Weaver and I get there, and I think we'll all have a happy solution. Now, with that, I'll go to Michael in New York. Michael, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, this
is just great news. And first of all, do you have an idea when you're leaving? Is it possible to get a check in the mail to you guys in time so you got some cash for the trip?
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to a break. Hold on the line for a minute. I'll bring you back up after the break, Michael. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be back. Stick with me. I've got more, and I've got Randy Weaver. It'll be up here in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, we're back. Short segment this time. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I've got Michael in New York on the line. I've got Randy Weaver on hold. Mike, go ahead. Mike?
Yes, sir, Michael. First of all, is it possible to get you guys some money in time before you depart?
Well, I tell you what, if you want to make a donation for the cause, Michael, what I would do is on your check or money order, I would put down there where it says memo, I would put for travel expenses / Ed and Elaine, okay?
You got it.
And
absolutely.
Then send it to 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay.
Michael, I'm sorry if I have to ask you to repeat that. Can you email me that instead?
Well, here. Have you got a pen?
Yep, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664.
78664.
Now, and let me announce to everybody else, I want to mention to everybody concerned. Now, we're not on here, looking for donations from people. I appreciate it if you send them in. Yes, they will be allotted towards what it is we're going to do. And I'm not sure. I'm going to bring Randy up just a second. I'm not sure if I can talk him into getting on an airplane, but I am going to drive to Plainfield with him in the truck if I can't get him to get on an airplane, okay? So there is expenses involved. We all know that. Not sure how long we'll be there because we are going to get media coverage of this, and I'm talking about mainstream media. I'm going to make sure that happens, and so is Randy, thanks to Randy's name. And speaking of Randy, stay on the line for a minute, Michael. Randy, are you with me? Randy. Hello, Randy.
Hello.
Randy, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Now, I got you up on the line here. Michael's going to send in a donation for our travel expenses. Thank you so much, Michael. Anything else you want to add or talk to Randy about?
Well, gentlemen, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to support you guys and in Elaine in this fashion. I mean, I wish I could be there right by your side. I can't be right now, but to be able to assist in this fashion, I'm just more than happy to, and this is just great. Now, what I wanted to recommend and suggest, are you familiar with the Nazi building at Coronado Navy Base?
Oh, yeah, in San Diego.
You got it. Print out photocopies of that image. And make sure you have that when you go over there. So as you're presenting the truth to all these people that you're going to be encountering, there's your ace up your sleeve. That's the backup. You say, hey, just look at this one picture and then talk to me. Just look at this one photo and explain to me what's going on in this country.
Very good, Michael. I will. I'll Google Earth that tonight, okay?
Michael, I'll email it to you, pal.
All right, very good. You got my email address, right?
I sure do.
All right. All right, thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate the call. Randy?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Listen.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael, I figured if you, I can meet you partway, and I'll meet you on an interstate north of here. It'll save you a couple hours driving. We can, as soon as you pick me up, I figure we can be there in 15 hours.
How fast are you driving?
70.
Right, have you figured out how long the distance is to there, Randy?
From where I would meet you, it'd be about 1,300 to 1,400 miles.
Okay, and you're saying you could do that in 15 hours?
I believe so, if we take turns driving.
Okay, well, I'd have to do the math. Now, you sure I can't talk you into flying?
I really don't want to.
Okay, not even with a sleeping pill or something, huh?
If you knock me out and drug me on.
Okay, well, I'm not going to go into any detail as why, but listen, you know, I had got a report, Randy, that you were planning on going up there when I talked to you on the phone. And I talked to you on the phone off the air, and I had outlined to you a plan that I'm going to use up there. Now, I'm not going to tell people what the plan is, okay, because I don't want the feds to know ahead of time, and I don't want the Patriots to know ahead of time, but I just want you to tell the listeners out there, you heard the plan, Randy. What do you think of it?
I think it's an excellent plan. And our goal when we go up there is to prevent any bloodshed. We can save face on both sides, and I'm all for it. If you can... You're more intelligent than I am. You can talk better, and I think you can probably pull it off.
Well, as I want to reiterate to people out there, I'm not guaranteeing you that this is going to happen. All I'm saying is that I'm going up there, I'm taking Randy Weaver with me, and there couldn't be a better individual. Now, the other person that I invited was Jack McClam. Unfortunately, Jack's got some medical issues and has got to go down to Phoenix, Arizona, or he has assured me that he'd be right there with us. Okay, and two legs to the stool is not as good as three, but it's still okay. Okay, Jack has assured me that he will be available by his cell phone throughout the whole endeavor. Okay, now also, what was I going to say? They're telling me to read something on the screen here. Also, the media, we have contacted the media up there. We are going to have mainstream press up there. And also, as long as I'm making the announcement, I want to mention to the mainstream media that is listening to this broadcast that we will be up there. Now, I have to, Randy, I'm going to have to get with you on the specifics of exactly when we're going to rendezvous. But I want to announce to the mainstream media that, indeed, Randy Weaver and myself will be up there Monday, for sure, okay? Regardless of when we leave, we will be up there Monday. So all of you that want a scoop and want a story, I would suggest that you be there, okay? Now, Randy, you've been following this this situation with Edna Lane, haven't you?
Yes, a little bit. Mostly what I get over the when I'm on a phone interview, because I don't have the internet. I don't have a computer or anything.
Okay, I got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Randy. I've got more, and don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Back. We're going to be running down the road trying to loosen everybody's load here. Randy Weaver, I'll tell you what, I've got Art Pollock on the line here. Art, are you with me? Hello, Art.
Yes.
All right, Randy, you're there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Art, I understand that you were stepping up to the plate to pay for an airfare for Randy.
Yeah, when I heard that yesterday, I thought, oh, we've got to get this man up there. So, yes, I did, and I didn't know Randy doesn't fly, but if you guys are going to drive up there, yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Here's what I'd like for you to do, Art, and I appreciate it. Here's what we're going to do on this issue. I want you to go ahead and send, get whatever you're going to get over here as far as that concerned. We're going to drive. We're going to take my truck, or we may stop in Indiana and get another vehicle at my son's house and drive up there for comfort. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep the receipts for all of the food, all of the fuel, and all of the hotel expenses and so forth. And everybody that sends in, whether it's a money order, whether it's a check, it doesn't matter what it is, okay, just put in parentheses there for Ed and Elaine Brown's trip. And then at the end of it, I will keep all of the receipts, divvy up exactly how much it costs, and whatever the balance is, I'll send back to people. Okay? And I don't know. I have no idea really how long we'll be there. It could be, no more than a day. It might be 3 or 4 days. I don't know. But I know that Randy's telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, Randy, that we can make this in 15 hours.
I believe 16 or 17 max.
I would say that fuel alone is probably going to cost about $300 to $350, and then add a couple hundred dollars for hotel and food. So probably a total of $700 or $800 all toll. I have no idea, what Michael from New York is sending in or whatever. All I can say is that whatever is sent in, but by all the patriots out there, it should be enough to cover the trip. I have ultimate faith and confidence. We all know how important this is, and I guarantee you folks that whatever is not used, I will print up on the website what was used for the trip and send you back the percentage of the balance of what you sent in. Okay? That's the best I can do.
Okay.
All right. Art, how are you planning on? Were you planning on going through PayPal or sending it over here or what?
PayPal would probably be great.
Okay, you know how to click on PayPal. When you do that, is there something in there on PayPal, Art, where you can depict who it's from or whatever? I don't. I've never used it.
Yeah, it'll show it's from me.
Okay,
but the question is, where do I send it to?
Well, you can go into republicbroadcasting.org, and there'll be a site there that says PayPal, and you can click on PayPal and then send it to us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Anything else you want to add, Art? Other than
I just appreciate the fact that you're going to drive him up there.
You know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm not doing this because I'm really looking forward to it or because I really want to drive up there. I was thinking, well, if I have to do this, because I was hit with it. God hit me with this, okay? And he hit me with the plan, and I'm not taking credit for it. And I'm not saying that I'm the most righteous person on the face of the planet, but I've been burdened with this for 2 days. And there's something hitting me with this saying, you've got the knowledge, you've got the experience, and you've got the talent to do it. And I'm not saying that egotistical, folks. I'm just saying that I even tried to get my engineer to ask me if there was another man that could do the job because I really don't want to drive up there, okay? And he said, no, there's not. So it looks like it's me. And guess what? If I'm going up there, okay, there's nobody else I'd rather take than Randy Weaver because that's going to give them a mirror image of what they're looking at, okay? And you couldn't get any more of a statement without saying a word than that. You agree?
I agree, and I think it will get us some media attention, and that's what we need.
Well, I know it's going to because we've already contacted the media, and I've already put it out over the airwaves that the mainstream media is welcome to show up because we will definitely be there Monday. All right, Art, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And just remember to pray for us because we need all the prayers we can get, okay?
Yes, we did.
All right.
Thanks, Art.
Randy?
Yes.
Do you know Art?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, amazing how many patriots step up to the plate. And, before you came on the air, I was mentioning, isn't it funny, Randy, that it doesn't make any difference who you are or whether you know all these patriots out here or not. There's a bond that we all have, and that bond is the truth and the love. And
yes.
Go ahead.
I've met a lot of people, thousands and thousands of people over the last dozen years or so, and I possibly have met Art. I don't remember. Another fellow called me today to wish me well, and he said we know each other, and I couldn't remember him from a gun show up in Minnesota, but there's just so many nice people across the country, and I appreciate, I love them and appreciate all of them.
All right, well, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Randy and Michael. Go ahead. Don.
Yeah, Michael. I have a question, first of all. I need your permission for this, and I'd also need your email number. I want to put together a list of the various entities that are involved, as you've already put out over the airwaves up there in New Hampshire, and I want to email them a query just asking them where they stand on the issue.
Okay.
And I'd like to CC that email that I send to them to you as a courtesy copy.
That's fine. Okay, you got a pen?
Yes, I do.
It's Discerner, DISCERNER. 1200@yahoo.com.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, great. Send that over to me, and that'll give me a little bit of additional ammunition.
Absolutely. Okay.
Let me know who I'm talking to.
I think it would help as well. And one last, it's not a question necessarily. I just want to, you know, say this to Randy. Excuse me.
Take your time. Take a breath.
I'm doing it. I can handle it. Get up and walk to the door. The wind's blowing out here in eastern Oregon in the high desert. All right, tell them I said from the old core, Semper Fi.
Gotcha, buddy.
Same to you, Don. Thank you.
Yep.
Randy, you know how much support you've had. You know, Jack and I, Jack McClam and I, I've talked to Jack on a couple of occasions, had the pleasure of meeting him. And I know that, oh, by the way, he said to say hello.
Yes.
I talked to him this morning. And I guess you guys have become pretty close friends over the years.
He's a lovely man.
I'm really disappointed. He's not feeling well right now. He's got to go for some medical treatment. But he was going to, if he could have, he was going to accompany us out there. And, you know, this is going to make a statement. It's making a statement. Your name received national attention, Randy. And... you know, with the regrettably what happened to you back in that incident has caused you to arrive at this position. And yes. You, sir, I have to give you accolades for being able to have the courage and the initiative to step up to the plate and go up here to help me to try to defuse this situation. I could not, there's no way that I could pull this off by myself, sir.
I'm taking pictures of my wife and my son, Sam and Vicky, and I'm just going to hold them in my arms and let them put it on the news media and just tell them that they gave their lives. And we don't need any more of it.
No, and I think if anybody in this system, and if anybody in this government, and I'm talking about the prosecutors, the judges, the marshals, if anybody has any semblance of decency, if they have any semblance of conscience, if they have any semblance of heart, they're going to have to look at this. They're going to have to stop, take notice, and take a good look in the mirror. Because
yes.
It's time. You know, Jack McClam promotes this all the time, and he tells the military and he tells the police and that at some point in time, they're going to have to make a decision. And it's just like I mentioned when I was talking a little while ago, I mentioned to the feds, you know, these guys that are the guys that are standing on the front lines, they're compartmentalized. They really
yes.
don't know what's going on. They're propagandized and they're compartmentalized and they just do what they're told to do.
Yes.
And then there could very well be a couple, three, four of them that get, you know, thrown under the bus, if you will.
Yeah.
All right. And these are the guys, the very guys, as I was reading that blog, Randy, that says that there is dissension among them. And the reason there's dissension, and this is my take on it, is because there's some of them that are smart enough to read between the lines and,
yes.
and see that this isn't just about some guy and his wife that didn't pay their taxes. Okay,
yes.
This is much, much bigger than that. And you know what
yes.
it reminds me of? Have you seen the movie Freedom to Fascism, Randy?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love it.
I've had Marcy, what's her last name? I can't remember. Marcy Brooks, okay? I had her on my show here not too long ago.
Yes.
And... She was talking about that case that they went through with Whitey Harrell.
Yes.
And she said, the system doesn't work all the time, but on this day, in this situation, the system worked.
Yes, that's an informed jury.
That's an informed jury, right. And so what we're looking at here is we're looking at much, much more than just a couple of people that didn't pay their taxes. We got a couple of people here that all they did, their only crime, is to ask a question that they
yes.
never got an answer. And they even offered to pay the bill, Randy.
Yes.
And this this government would not pay any attention to them. So now it's escalated into a position where we've got all these people that are involved. We've got marshals. There's money being spent. There's APVs. I know I got a caller in the last week that was reporting that there was 30 APVs that were parked in a truck stop about 10 to 12 miles away from there.
Oh, boy.
So they were waiting, Randy.
Wow.
They were waiting. This gentleman, Dan O'Reilly, that went out and walked his dog, and there were some shots fired that evidently went by close, not over his head, but close to him. Okay, yeah. Now I'm sensing that I'm kind of bringing you up to speed on this because you're getting bits and pieces, but you really don't know exactly what's been happening all along, I guess, huh?
Just a little bit. I understand most of what you're saying so far from listening on the telephone with other talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
and it doesn't matter if they have one armed personnel carrier or 100,000 of them. It only takes one bullet from one sniper to finish you off. I mean, if you got the courage to face one, that's enough to face 100,000 of them. So,
well, isn't it?
It sounds like they're awful serious, and they're not there on a peaceful mission.
Right, and going back to your incident, I mean, they've got these people that are scattered through the woods, or at least they did have. Okay, and they've got the APVs, and they've got the roads blocked off, and they've got the houses that are evacuated and so forth. I mean, this is an expensive venture, okay? It's a stressful venture, and they don't do this by accident.
Yes.
Now, this guy came out in the morning, this Danny O'Reilly, and he was walking his dog. And he, they detained him. They fired shots over his head. They questioned him for a while, and ultimately wound up leaving. But with all of this military vehicles, all the police and so forth that were there, then the police turned around and said that they did not intend to apprehend Ed and Elaine.
Right.
Well, could you believe that they would put all of that manpower up there not to apprehend them?
No, they were lying. But they lie all the time. It's already been admitted in the courts that cops lie. But, you see, they're immune from perjury.
Go ahead.
Yes, this country's in sorry shape. You see, they had Bill Clinton on perjury, but what did it cost him? Nothing. When you lie to Congress, you should be in serious trouble. If I went in there and did it, I'd be in serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a federal agent, even snitches lie like crazy on the stand and put people behind bars when they shouldn't be there, and they get away with it. It's criminal.
Well, you know what?
Our government has become a criminal government, a de facto government, and things have got to change.
Well, you and I are going to take some steps to see if we can start that snowball rolling downhill, my friend. Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael and Randy. Go ahead.
How you doing, John? Randy, it's a privilege to meet you on the phone.
Same here, sir.
Yes, I would like to, the lower-level law enforcement, your local beat cops, sheriff deputies, I would like a message to them, and that is the federal law enforcement are not your friends.
That's right.
And it's like Jack McLam said, these federal snipers will shoot a local cop and blame it on somebody else. They are bigger cop killers than the average citizen.
Well, I believe that, too.
And here's the thing is, I'm calling on local police, and I see in their voices. And I tell the police, I said, you got these state legislators go smile and go shake the hands. And yet they pass these laws, you enforce them, and it's like you're going to, sooner or later, they're going to cross the line. You're going to get the blowback from it. And,
That's right.
And the thing is, I tell them, when is it going to be enough? And I said, I call on any law enforcement officer. You had that police chief in Austin, Texas, that got or big city that got these awards from President Vicente Fox. And Rick Perry going to Bilderberg. I call on these law enforcement officers because under state constitutions, too, they do have treason. And I wish these cops would go arrest their supervisors, their police chiefs who engage in this treasonous act, and city councilmen and mayors, and make a stand and say, we're not putting up with this anymore. We're not going to have these people roughshod over our citizens anymore.
Good thoughts. Well, the lower levels, the local law enforcement and so forth, and I'm not sure, I'm probably even the U.S. Marshals up to some point are compartmentalized, and they don't even realize they're just doing what they're told to do. It's just like the average mind-numbed American that is told what to think by his favorite news commentator. You know what I mean? He doesn't think for himself. Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity will tell them what they're supposed to believe. And it's the same thing in these different levels of law enforcement, is they're told what they're supposed to think and what they believe. And it's evidently the corrupt ones that move themselves up in the ranks, and the good cops stay on the bottom, and they're used for the cannon fodder. But what they need to realize
And correct me if I'm wrong here, gentlemen, but what they need to realize is they're an enforcement arm of a Federal Reserve that is no more federal than Federal Express, that is really an international cabal of gangsters, bankers, and their collection arm is the IRS.
IRS.
Right. And the prosecutors are in collusion with them, and the judges are either bought off or threatened by them. Okay, and this picture needs to come into fruition. It needs to be exposed. Because we have to remember who we're dealing with here. We're dealing on the local level with people. Most of these cops are just thinking they're doing the right thing. They don't have a clue. And it's up to us to make them aware of that. And then once, like Jack McLam says, guys, once we make them aware of it, then they have to make that moral decision. You know?
They're just like horses, though. Some of them won't drink when you lead them to water. And if they don't want to become educated, they better get out of the way. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, it's a good point, George. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Got anything else?
Yes. I just like to say, when I was in basic training in the Army, I'm glad my company commander said this. And he sits there and goes, no matter what orders come down to the pike, it is your responsibility to be informed, not to take from one side and see. It's your responsibility. Same thing with the police and every citizen. It is our responsibility to be informed and get the facts before we make any personal decisions.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Did you have more of the thought, or were you through?
I'm through.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you, Randy.
No, yeah, okay.
Godspeed, Randy.
Thanks, George.
All right, stick with me, Randy. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in three. We're talking to Randy Weaver, and we're getting ready to take a trip to New Hampshire, folks. Stick around. There's more.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. Randy, I understand that John Stadtmiller is going to have you up on his show as well.
Well, I haven't talked to John. I didn't know that, but I'll talk to John.
Okay. No, he wants to have you up on his show for a bit to go into a few more particulars. And make all of his listeners as well aware of what we're doing here.
When am I supposed to be on there?
He starts in an hour and 6 minutes.
Okay, because I've had a whole bunch of people trying to call in on me here while I'm talking to you, and I want to get back with them before I do that. So that'll work out.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. I'm gonna have my engineer, and I've instructed my engineer to call you, but also I want to give you the call-in number at 800-313-9443. Okay.
Again, 800 what?
313-9443.
9443.
Okay. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut you loose. I'm going to let you go on John's show, give you a breather, make your phone calls, and then I'm going to get back with you, and we can discuss the particulars about where we're going to rendezvous and so forth. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Thank you, Randy. I appreciate you coming on. Look forward to meeting you, buddy. Okay?
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. There goes Randy Weaver. Okay, folks, you heard it first. That is breaking news. Randy's going to be on John Stadtmiller's show in just over an hour. And he's going to – hold on a second. Hey, John.
Marcus, come here.
John, close the door, please. Yeah. The door was open while he was – okay, anyway, getting back to where we were here. Now – one more time, Randy Weaver and I are getting in a vehicle. We are going to drive to Plainfield, New Hampshire. I do have a plan. I am not guaranteeing it's going to work. I have bounced this plan off a number of people, professional people. All of them say it is an excellent plan. I do not take any credit for it. I believe that God gave me the idea. I want all of you to pray for me, pray for Randy, pray for the trip, okay, and pray especially for Ed and Elaine Brown, that this situation is diffused. And let's pray that a few of those powers that be up there have some semblance of heart and conscience, and some of those police officers and all the feds that are doing their job up there can see the light, okay? You know, I tell you, I wrote all this stuff down. I wanted to take some time and go into it. I mentioned the other day there was a demonstration a week ago last night down in Austin. Governor Rick Perry was at the Omni Hotel for, I believe it was a children's fundraiser. And I happened to attend that event, and Alex Jones was down there with his bullhorn, classic Alex. And I'm going to share my perception of those events with you when I get back. There's some curiosities that I found about the whole thing. It was a new experience for me. Frankly, I'd never been to a demonstration before, and nor did I ever think that I would go. Because remember, just up to a couple of years ago, folks, I was doing nothing other than sitting on my sofa watching mainstream TV. It's funny what happens when you run across a guy like Alex Jones or John Stadtmiller, and all of a sudden they kind of slap you in the face via the airwaves and wake you up. You start looking at the world from a whole different perspective, and that's what I did. Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the top of the hour here. I'm going to take some time and I'm going to go into my experiences with this demonstration down in Austin when we get back. And if I have time, take a few phone calls, tell you a little bit about what I ran across about our leader, George Bush, some curiosities. So stick with me coming up to the top of the hour. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in two.